Settle in for another Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Ready?
Yep. Ready?
Ready. Here we go. This is the beginning of an epic...
You're not recording, Wilson.
I pushed the button.
Well, I programmed it to beep when the video recorder starts.
Well, it didn't beep.
Right, because it's not recording.
Here, you do it. For a smartphone, they make me feel pretty dumb.
Oh, you had it on photo. Okay, now try it.
Okay. All right, ready?
Yep, still ready.
Okay.
This is day one of the epic Whittaker Knox New Zealand adventure. Say hi, Whit.
Oh, you're such an amateur videographer.
Say hi, Jason.
Hello, Uncle Willie.
Oh, watch out for the sheep, Jason.
Whoa. I haven't seen so many sheep since my month-long bout with insomnia.
Why are we taking this trip, Whit?
My pastor told me I had to.
Jason?
Well, because life is short and relationships need time and attention to grow. If you only give them your scraps, well, they wither away and die.
Well spoken.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
And there it is.
The first stop of our epic trip, which is...
Welcome to Hobbiton, home of the Shire and Middle-earth.
Well, thank you. I didn't know there would be hobbits and elves and dwarves roaming around the grounds.
There isn't usually, but a promotional film shoot's happening today, so we're all in disguise.
Oh, okay.
We hobbits are simple creatures with simple tastes. If you enjoy potatoes, the Green Dragon is serving second breakfast right now.
Yes, we came at just the right time, huh?
But be on the watch. I've seen an orc or two lurking about.
Oh, we will, thanks.
Well, Tolkien would be proud.
Oh, it looks just like it did in the films.
Any place that has second breakfasts is all right by me.
Excuse me, have you seen my precious...
Destroyed at Mount Doom. Sorry, buddy.
No!
What a great way to begin our trip.
I could live here.
You just moved to Odyssey.
The Shire could use a good preacher, too.
Watch where you're going, man.
My apologies, Mr. Dwarf.
Not dwarf, altitudinally abbreviated.
Hey, wait a minute. Do I know you?
I have Sauron! Mr. Whittaker!
You know this dwarf?
Hey, didn't I just clarify? I'm not a dwarf!
Wilson Knox, meet Jay Smouse.
Ta-da!
Jay! What are you doing here? The last time I heard you were filming that...
That TV series that shall not be named. Lured me here to New Zealand with the hope of a burgeoning film career, and proceeded to get canceled.
Well, why didn't you go home?
It's a long story. I'm currently shopping the film rights. Let's just say that, not one to give up on a lifelong dream, I decided to continue plowing the field of dreams here instead of going back to my boring old existence.
Huh, and you're doing that by playing a dwarf?
Fine, yeah, a dwarf. Whatever. It's just a stepping stone, okay? To bigger roles, metaphysically and physically.
Well, where are you staying, Jay?
With my cousin. Third removed, fourth restored, or something like that. Never really figure out the removed thing.
And your parents are okay with you being here, huh?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, not look like it, but I'm old enough. It's like a cultural exchange program. Third removed. Besides, I'm following in my dad's footsteps.
I thought your dad was a rocket scientist.
Yeah, and mom's a brain surgeon. Right, cliché.
But didn't you say you were pursuing a career in acting?
Like that would pay the bills. It's my side business. I work in the aeronautics business.
At your age?
Dwarves are older than they look. And besides, it's an entry-level position. So, what brings you to this fair island? Hunting for orcs?
Well, we're spending time together, having fun. We haven't had a lot of time to spend together over the years, and Well, we just wanted to change that.
Ew, people still do that?
What was that?
Orc call! It's time to reenact some battle in some place with orcs and elves and stuff. Just another day at the office.
Hey, I'd love to visit your aeronautics lab sometime. Can
yes.
you have visitors?
Are you kidding? Visitors are us. Where are you staying?
Well, different places. We're in Rotorua tonight.
Oh, it's 5 miles south. You can see it from the road. I gotta run so an orc can slay me. Toodle doodles.
Whoa, Jake, can you give us the address?
No problemo. You can't miss it.
What a character. Sounds like he's having a blast here, though, huh?
Yeah, well, do you think? I'm not so sure.
Neither am I. That boy has more walls up than Minas Tirith.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see Bag End.
Lead the way.
And there's another 400 sheep.
I think we're getting close to our hotel.
Good. Driving on the left side of the road takes a little too much concentration. So what's on the agenda for tomorrow?
Well, after we visit Jay at the aeronautics lab, we're down for zorbing, whatever that is.
That was my idea. You get inside this big plastic orb. It's like a hamster ball. And then you put some water in it, and you roll down a hill inside it. Like you're in a human washing machine. Sounds awesome, doesn't it?
You're kidding, right?
No.
There's not really any such thing.
Yes, there is. I saw it online.
Jason, watch out.
Wow. You guys okay?
I'm fine.
Me too, but was that a woman in the road?
I don't know. It happened so fast.
Ah, there she is.
I hope I didn't hit her.
Are you hurt?
What?
Are you injured?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but what about your hand?
What about it?
Well, it's cut.
Well, it doesn't look like it just happened. It's not bleeding.
Is it painful?
No, I don't think. Maybe.
She must be in shock.
What were you doing in the road?
I don't know.
Where's your car? Did you walk out here?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Okay, you're definitely in shock.
Yeah. We should get you to the hospital.
Sure. Okay.
Here, let me help you up.
Here, you must have dropped this.
I don't think it's mine.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
You're a little wobbly.
Yeah.
I'll help you to the car. My name's Jason.
Hi.
And you are?
What?
What's your name?
Megan. Renault.
I hope Megan will be okay. She looks so frightened.
Jason, I don't think Megan is being honest with us.
What do you mean?
Well, for one, her name. It's not Megan.
Sorry, Uncle Willie, but how could you possibly know that?
I find it difficult to believe that her parents named her after the car we're driving.
Huh?
Our rental is a Renault Megane. Megan? She obviously didn't want us to know her real name and called herself by the first thing she saw.
Huh. I must be getting rusty. I usually notice those kind of things.
No, you don't have to notice them anymore, for which I am grateful.
But why would she care if we knew her name? Unless...
Unless she is a fugitive or is in trouble for some reason.
Oh. Are you the ones who brought in Miss Renault?
Yes. How is she?
Physically, she's fine. Her hand was cut up pretty well, probably a few weeks ago by the looks of it. But nothing else I could find. Her shock must have been caused by emotional trauma. At least that's what her symptoms suggest. Is she in some sort of trouble?
Why do you ask?
Well, her name, for one. It's doubtful a parent would name their child after a car.
Oh, come on. Everyone caught that but me? I am slipping.
Well, I did have a leg up. Admissions checked and there was no one listed by that name. Wow. Plus, she has no ID on her.
Well, honestly, we don't know anything about her. Though, I found this next to her. She didn't remember it, but I held on to it for her, just in case.
Looks like crochet. What's that stitched on it?
One word. Tarori.
Her name?
Or her friend's name. Or a street, or city, or business name. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Maori word.
Maori?
The indigenous people of New Zealand are the Maori.
Do you know what the word means?
Mm-mm. Can't say I do.
Mm.
Well, I want to keep Miss Renault here for the time being. If she's not in trouble, then she's either lost her memory or having a psychotic episode. It wouldn't be safe for her to leave. Thank you for bringing her in.
Well, of course. I hope she'll be all right.
We'll do what we can. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Good night. Well, now what?
Well, I guess we pick up where we left off.
And where was that again?
The hotel for a good night's rest, for starters. And then tomorrow morning, visiting Jay at the aeronautics lab.
Mm-hmm. And then zorbing.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jay did say it was 5 miles south of town, right?
Yes, but I don't see any aeronautics buildings around here.
He said you could see it from the road.
Yeah.
All I see is that bungee jumping place, which sounds like a lot of fun.
Obviously, we have differing definitions of the word.
Now, let you pull in there, right? Maybe they can point us in the right direction.
Aha, great idea, Dad.
Don't get your hopes up, son. Your Uncle Willie sounds skittish.
Don't tell me you're keen to bungee jump.
Maybe. Well, I've done it before. I'll be right back.
Or we'll meet you there after I convince Willie to give it a shot.
Never happen.
Fuddy-duddy. Maybe bungee jumping once in your life is enough after all. Excuse me.
Hey, you made it. Como fiesta.
Jay? What are you doing here? I thought you said you were in aeronautics.
Yeah, aero like fly and nautic like nauseous. Anyway, welcome to bungee heaven! In 1989, New Zealand adventurer A.J. Hackett opened the very first commercial bungee site in beautiful Queenstown, New Zealand. Since then, millions of people have braved the bungee!
Well, I see you found Jay.
Yes, his career is in bungee aeronautics.
Sounds like a worthwhile pursuit to me.
It is.
What do you say, Uncle Willie? Come on.
I say you're nuts.
And I say that you should all just jump because I work on commission. 3 tickets then?
Count me in.
It's been nice knowing you.
Well, you know I'm in.
Insane.
Come on, Uncle Willie. It's a once-in-a-lifetime adventure.
I'm sure it is if the jump kills you.
Oh.
When did you get so old?
Yeah. I'm not old, but I wouldn't mind living to be.
Oh, please. We're here to make memories. This would be a great memory.
You're really going to play that card?
and a portion of the proceeds go to a good cause. Me.
There's no way I'm gonna jump off that bridge and trust my life to a glorified rubber band. It's just not gonna happen ever.
He did it! He actually did it!
Way to go, Willie! Look at your face, Wilson.
Come on.
You look like you're about to throw up.
I think that photo can go away forever.
No, not a chance. I'm framing it.
Your picture's no better. You look like a walrus choking on a fish.
Hey, you want to go again?
Oh, no thanks. Cats may have 9 lives, but I don't.
Oh, but Jason?
Nah, I don't think so. I'd rather go to the chiropractor instead.
Aw, who's the fuddy-duddy now?
Hey, you look pretty good on that jump, Mr. Knox. It was like a swan dive, only with a turkey. More of a flop or a flounder. You kind of look like you were being electrocuted, to be honest.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, I don't know about you all, but bungee jumping makes me hungry.
Me too.
I'm starved.
Yeah, I'm famished.
Would you care to join us for dinner, Jay?
I don't know. I don't get paid till Friday.
No. It's on me.
You treat, I eat.
Your cousin isn't planning on you for dinner, is she?
Maybe, but she only eats food grown in dirt. Who needs that?
Any ideas on where to go?
Any place with meat. The carnivore within me is raging.
Well, then we better get going, then.
Oh, I'll take the caveman special. Make the steak medium rare, the sausage extra spicy, and the pork extra porky.
Okay.
And can I get extra bacon with a side order of bacon with some extra bacon on the side?
What? Streaky bacon?
Is there any other kind?
No problem.
Streaky bacon?
Mm-hmm. Bacon with strips of delicious, mouth-watering pork belly fat. Heaven in a streak.
Oh, man, you can eat all that?
No, but I can inhale it.
Yeah, you're a better man than I.
Well, it's been said.
The cell service in this area is pretty spotty, isn't it?
Yeah, I turned my phone off. No point.
Well, who are you trying to call, Wilson?
No one. I've been thinking of that girl.
Oh, you too, huh?
I've been trying an internet search for the word on that crocheted name tag, Torore, but the search keeps stalling.
Huh. Does the word ring a bell with you, Jay?
Isn't that a song? Ta-ro-ru, boom, yay.
Close, but not quite.
Doesn't this place have munchies while you wait for the food? Hey, 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 garçonnette, how about some bread while we wait? Si vous plaît.
Coming up.
You know, Jay, bread is made from wheat.
Yeah, and?
Well, wheat grows in dirt. I thought you didn't like dirt-based food.
I don't like your thinking. Don't rain on my bread parade.
Kiva?
This is bread. Looks more like a wiffle ball bat.
It's a grissini.
But didn't I ask for bread? I heard myself say bread very distinctly.
Grissini are Italian breadsticks, Jay.
Yeah, I knew that.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Okay, maybe I didn't actually know it, but whatever.
No, I found something online.
Oh, something about Torore?
About a church. I was looking up options for a place to worship this weekend. A lot of people recommend St. Faith's Church for its beauty and history. And I recognize the vicar's name. If it's the same guy, we went to seminary together.
You're kidding.
Wait, so you're a preacher?
Yes, I am. I pastor Odyssey Community Church.
Huh.
Tom Lyle. He was always such a character. I'd love to see him.
Well, you have a phone in your hand. Give him a call.
You know, I think I will. Maybe the reception's better outside, if you'll excuse me.
Sure. So, Jay, you must love living here in New Zealand, huh? What a beautiful place.
Yeah, I guess. $4 for a soda. Ugh.
Do you ever miss Odyssey?
Sometimes, when I'm thirsty.
Well, I'm sure you miss your folks.
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't?
Well, how do they feel about your work here?
Search me. Ask them. I mean, no, don't literally ask them. It's a figure of speech. They're really busy. They can't be bothered with such trivial things. So, yeah. Well, boy, these breadsticks are good, aren't they? Nice and crunchy. Hard and tasteless. Hey, 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 here comes Pastor Knox. Back already?
Yeah.
Well, can he meet up?
The only time we could meet would be in the morning.
Wait, you mean the morning when we plan to visit the glowworm caves?
Yes.
Well, the worms can wait for another day.
I love that saying.
Jason?
Sure, Uncle Willie. Maybe Dad and I can go zorbing tomorrow instead.
Thank you.
Zorbing. Is that the hamster ball thing when you roll down the hill? That thing?
You know you want to, Dad.
Actually, I think I do.
All right. Is this the place, Jay?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anyone's home.
Maybe she heard I ate meat. News travels fast around here.
Don't you have a key?
Nah, keys are privileges that need to be earned.
Well, maybe the door's unlocked.
Nah, I don't think so. She's locked me out before. This is the you're locked out look.
Why would she lock you out?
She calls it negative reinforcement. By locking me out, I get the joy of sleeping under the stars.
Does she give you this pleasure very often?
Only when I get in this late.
You should check the door.
All right.
That's curious.
Yeah.
Jay tends to exaggerate. I doubt they'd lock him out. They locked him out.
Jason...
You're gonna ask me if he can stay in my room tonight, aren't you, Dad?
I don't have to now.
Hi. Seems the stars are calling.
Hey, Jay, listen. If you'd like, you can stay with me in my hotel room tonight. There's a hide-a-bed in the couch.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then... Drive like you mean it, James, or Jason, whatever your name is. So, awkward question. Jason, you used to be a spy, right?
Who told you that?
Oh, come on, everyone knows. Anyway, you run that old antique shop, right?
That's right.
Well, it's kind of a step down, isn't it?
Well, it's not the most exciting adrenaline-laced job, no, but...
So it's boring?
Boring?
Tedious, lackluster, vapid.
I know what the word means, Jay. Let's just say it's less colorful.
Must have been proud of Jason when he was skipping around the globe saving lives, huh, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, I have always been proud of Jason.
He isn't rich like you. He doesn't own a business like you. He doesn't have a mustache like you.
Jay, is everything all right between you and your parents?
See, there you go again, being Mr. Whitaker and all that, thinking that just because I'm asking a question about someone else, that I'm really asking a question about myself.
Are you?
Of course, but I hate being so transparent.
Jay, tell me your parents know that you're here and not still filming with that TV series.
They know I'm here. They connected me with my cousin.
But they don't know that the series was canceled?
Here's the thing. My dad was actually kind of proud of me when I got that gig.
And?
And the opposite of proud is...
You think he would have been disappointed.
Yeah, that's the word.
But it's not your fault that the series was canceled.
No.
The whole show wasn't actually canceled, just my part.
But characters get written out of shows all the time.
They replaced me.
And that happens too.
They said I couldn't act my way out of a paper bag, which is dumb. I tried it. It's easy. You can totally act out of a paper bag. Anyway, thanks to the costume, Dad thinks I'm still playing the part. So don't tell him, please.
We won't. But I think you should.
What, and disappoint him? No. No thanks. Been there, done that.
He's bound to find out sometime.
Maybe by then I'll happen on something else that he'll be proud of me for. Time is my ally.
Jay, I know your dad. He loves you.
But he's not proud of me. He'll probably never be the person he wants me to be.
Has he told you that?
Ugh, my dad doesn't need words. It's all about the look. He's got the disappointed look down pat.
Oh, now, Jay. Sorry. Hello? Yes, this is he. Yes, I am. No, why do you ask? What? No, I'm sorry, no, I don't. Goodbye.
Who was it, Whit?
The hospital. They were calling about the girl we dropped off.
What about her? Is she all right?
Well, they don't know. She's gone.
Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Like Whit, Jason, and Wilson have discovered, we may plan things out one way, but in the end, God will use circumstances and bring people into our path according to His plan. Our job is to listen to Him and be obedient to His voice. And when we do, we become a part of His plans. Now that's an exciting adventure. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. There and Back Again was written and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoica, Townsend Coleman, Gregory Jabara, Whit Hertford, Larissa Gallagher, and Louise Barnes. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.